Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel USA.
And I'm tempted to get that style phone and go pull it up. But you know what's up, and you know that ain't gonna solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something. And I'm all another cuz.
All I need is you.
So hold me down like bitch strapped to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard. And you digging me when I'm egging you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could've dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. Keep me on that right path and the right masses. You plus nothing's everything. You my everything. Same. You ain't gotta question my allegiance, cause the way you love me, I can never leave. I need you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go.
All I need is you.
We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how, all I know.
All I need is you.
You're all I ever needed. You're all I ever needed.
All I need is you.
How did I fall in this? No condition that get a mention, but you offer this. Unconditional love, I swear I sell it all for this. Trying to keep it together, forgive my awkwardness. But I'm off in this, just you and me off in this. Valley of shadows, and I know they trying to pick me off in this. But all I need is you. It's funny just how off I get when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. They burning one for that burnout. This life done got them all turned out. Took time out to put time in, so I turn to you when I want out. Need is you. You slow me down, cause you know me now. But my phony smile, and I'm acting like it's all copacetic. It's so pathetic, so juvenile.
Know what you do? You keep me cool in the summer when they be dressing less and I be wanting to show off and stunt. But there ain't nothing to want. You give me all that I need. All I need is you to keep that fire burning for me. All I need is you. By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go.
All I need is you.
We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how. All I know.
Welcome to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself. How y'all doing out there today? Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is good at all times, and all the time God is good. Today we are going to just open up in prayer, and then we're going to have a scripture reading, and then we're going to bring on our special guest, Miss Andrea Carlisle. I think I said it right. If not, please forgive me. But we are going to just open up in prayer, and then I'm going to read the scriptures, and then we're going to bring our special guests on. So today, Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning, Father, for your grace and mercy. Father, without you, we are nothing. God, we thank you for waking us up in our right mind. We thank you for all of our limbs. We thank you for everything that you are doing, God, Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for this show on this morning. We thank you for our special guests. We thank you for the host and the hostess, and Father, Lord Jesus, without you, this show would not be possible. We thank God that you are watching over the babies, protecting them from the monsters, God Jesus. We thank God that you are protecting the elderly, God Jesus, from the monsters, God Jesus. We thank God, Father, Lord Jesus, because we are praying, God, for the sick and the shut-in. We are praying for those who have lost a loved one during this past few days, God Jesus. We ask that you just continue to hold them up in their strength. Father, Lord Jesus, be a buckler for them because, God, they need you right now. God Jesus, we thank you, God, for each and everything that you give us, God, on this day. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Son. And we thank you, God, with all the glory that's due to you in your holy, precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today, I'm going to just read the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Mm-hmm.
He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and we all will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. God Jesus, today we are asking you, God, to help us with our unbelief, God Jesus. That's our theme for today. Help me with my unbelief. And today we want to just welcome to our show Miss Andrea Carlisle. Is that how you pronounce your name? Am I saying it right?
Yes, Phyllis, you're doing great.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. All right. God bless you. We want to say thank you for joining us today. Today is just a beautiful day. We're going to just do, you know, today we want to just allow you to come to the show and be a blessing to those that are on the line that's out here in the world that can hear what's going on. But we want to start off by just asking you to tell the people a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I'm Andrea Carlisle. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I've been singing since about the age of five.
Amen.
And just ever since I opened my mouth from 5 years old, when my grandmother discovered it, me singing, I've been, you know, just letting God use me in his own way, you know, through the years with singing in high school, and junior high, and in my community, in different groups and things. And I'm just a vessel, you know. It's pretty much, you know, me. I'm just, you know, a vessel, just, you know, willing to be used, you know, by God. And I'm grateful You know, okay. That he lent his gift to me.
Come on now.
I'm truly grateful. So I'm just a vessel, you know, and I'm glad that God allowed me to, you know, to give me the opportunity to walk in the purpose that he had before my life. So that's pretty much me, Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes.
Well, that sums it right on up there for me.
Amen.
So, we are so glad.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Glad God has shined down on you and allowing your light to shine so that others can see the glory of God in you. Amen.
Yes. And to know that God can help them with their unbelief, because there's so many people in the world that don't believe that God even exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think like, God ain't did nothing for me. If it was a God, then why come he let my mother die, or why he let my friend die, or why this and that? But you know what? It's all about God's plan, because God didn't say that we was going to be here on this earth forever.
Come on now.
See, he's going to allow us to be here and a chance to get ourselves together enough so he can take us to another place that we don't even see yet. And if you don't even if you don't even believe in God's word, if you don't even believe in God, if you don't even love God, you know what I'm saying? If we can't get ourselves together here, there's no way that we can get ourselves together anywhere else that God is going to take us. He's not even going to allow us to even step foot on holy ground like that, because why would he even allow that to happen? You know what I'm saying? You don't believe me now, so you definitely ain't going to believe me if I show you all my miracles. So, and you know, and the crazy thing is that Jesus is constantly showing us miracles every day. You know, he's always showing us a miracle, and people don't even understand. It's a miracle that we're even alive to be talking on this show today. So that's right there. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle and a blessing within itself. You know, that's just a blessing that we're able to just be on here. But what we want to know is, what brought you to this song, Help Me With My Unbelief?
Right.
Well, Phyllis, just in that place of unbelief, I had been praying to God, you know, about some things, and I just wasn't seeing it manifest. I wasn't seeing, you know, the light of day, so to say. I just was, you know, in that place of unbelief, just, you know, again, just have been praying and asking God, you know, hey, God, I prayed out, you know, what's going on, you know, because for us, you know,
right.
I think that for people, we're visual people, so if we don't see it happen before our eyes, we feel like that it's not going to happen, but but God had to show me, you know, while you're worrying, I'm working.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, once he, you know, that song was very, just me coming from a very transparent place, you know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when God come into people's lives, you know, they, you know, sometimes people are like, you know, well, God, I always been my life, and God and Mary was my mother, you know, and they just forget, you know, they live and forget that, you know, hey, it's times in my life I've been through things where I just, you know, I just say I don't know God, I don't see this, you know, but I want you to help me. You know, to trust you.
Right.
You know, I want you to show me, you know, how to lay my problems down and not go back and touch them and try to fix them. I want you to do what you do best, you know. But with that, you know, faith, you know, is trusting God. Unbelief is doubting the faith. So, you know, I really, you know, God really dealt with me within that song, you know, just being in a transparent place, but along with him allowing me to be transparent.
Right.
It built my faith because he showed me, you know, hey, you know, I'm gonna always keep my promise to you. I'm faithful, you know, and I just need you, you know, hey, just step aside and let me work. Let me work behind the scenes for you, you know. So that basically, you know, is where that song, you know, came from, just me dealing with life. You know, and being transparent about how I was feeling during that point in time.
Yeah,
man. Well, we're really, really glad you God gave you that song to put out in the airways, because just like you said, a lot of people, they don't know how to come and ask God to help them with their unbelief. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to come to God. And with that song, and the way you explain it is so, and like you just did, it helps people. It's going to save people. It's going to give them a step by step, and being able to trust God to get so that they can get out the way and just trust God. You ask him to help you with your unbelief, and that's what he did.
Amen. So I know that what I would like to do is just say that we send our condolences on the passing of your sister. I do know that you was going through a trial and a test then to just, and you know, and it's just something, because this song, actually, I pray that you was playing it to help you to get through your time, because that song will absolutely minister to anybody that's going through something, no matter how big or how small. You just have to know, like, I'm always playing this song. I'm telling you, and I don't care who say, you just keep on playing that song. You're absolutely right, because I love the words. You got to really listen to the words of the song. You know, the music, I'm going to tell you now, the music is tight. I love the music. It's just awesome. But I listen to the words of songs, and it's not a whole lot of songs that catch my attention as soon as I hear them. But when I heard this, I was just like, wow. And I just kept listening to it and listening to it and listening to it, because I was probably going through something at the time that I was like listening to it. And I said, this song is really something to listen to. You have to let it minister to your heart. And, you know, that song is awesome. I'm so glad God gave you that song, because that song was just for you to do. You know what I mean? Because it probably wouldn't have came out like that if somebody else would have had it, if God didn't give it to him, because God gives us songs in our hearts. And when God gives us a song in our heart, it's going to touch many people's lives.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that all gospel songs don't have a meaning behind them, but there are certain songs that are just, they stand out. And they are just right there at that moment when somebody needs it. It's just like a right-on-time song. And I am just so excited about it. But what I'm more excited about is that you have been nominated for an award.
I'm excited for it.
So tell us about this award that you have been nominated for. And this song hasn't even been out a year. That's what's so exciting about it. It's like, wow.
God is, you know. I tell you, Miss Phyllis, you know, God is so good, because I never, you know, would have thought that he would, you know, work in the way, you know, that he has, you know, in that song. And he never ceases to amaze me. I was nominated for a Bachman Award. For in two categories, new artists of the year and well, female artists of the year.
Wow.
And I'm super excited, you know, about it. And I'm just so grateful, you know, to God for every door that
Amen.
He opens.
Yeah.
You know, because it's everything that happens in our life, you know, is by his power, you know.
Right.
And I believe in being humble, because I believe that when you're humble, you don't lose your focus on God. You know, some people, you know, they think, you know, well, this happened to me because of this or just because of who I am. But no, you know, God is the reason for everything.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
that's right.
You know, and you have to keep your eye focused upon him and give him the glory for everything
right.
that he does.
For everything.
You
yes,
know,
ma'am,
for
absolutely.
In your life. You know, and I'm so grateful that he, you know, just continues to bless me, even when sometimes I feel like I don't deserve it. You know,
Amen.
He still, you know, bless me and keep me, and I'm just, you know, I'm really just so grateful to him.
Amen.
He's awesome.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Amen.
Well, we would like to just take a pause for the cause. If you're tuned in, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we would like to do is let the listeners hear this phenomenal song that we're talking about. So right now we're going to take you to the song, Lord Help Me With My Unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. So much trouble in this world. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm fighting just to make it through. Yet I'm standing on your word, asking you to help me make it through. But I'm showing lack of faith in you. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. God, I know you want the best for me. Time things turn around, self-doubt shows me what I can't see. How can I believe for others and not for me? Help me to believe. Lord, help me with my unbelief.
To leave it at the altar. Help me, Lord. Yes. If you tuned in, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself on Blog Talk Radio. We are here, y'all. We are doing it. We have our special guest, Miss Andrea Carlos, and I'm telling you, that song is something else. That song is something, something else. I love it. Now, I heard through the grapevine that you are about to do a video.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, Lady Love. I got a young man that is a videographer contacted me and wanted to be a blessing to me. And I'm so grateful, you know, to God once again just for, you know, Just opening the doors, you know. I'm looking to get started on it when I get back in town. I'm out of town right now, but I'm looking to get started on it as soon as possible. And I think it's going to be a blessing, the concept that we talked about on it. So I'm super excited, you know, about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about it too.
You, I'm super excited. I can't wait to see the video because that video is going to be just so awesome. It's going to bless so many people's lives.
Right.
And I'm just excited for you that God is moving in your life in a mighty way. And you know, a lot of us have a past, but you know, our past gets us ready for our future. Because we go through a lot of ups and downs, and nobody knows nobody's story like ourselves. And you know your story. You know where God has brought you from, and that's just, you know, exciting to know that God can move in our lives. All we have to do is move out the way and let God do just what he say he will do. But, if you know, God is a God that don't force anybody on any level to do anything that he wants them to do. So if you want God to be a blessing in your life, we have to learn to humble ourselves and listen to the word of God and have an ear to hear and an eye to see what God is trying to show us, what he wants us to do. He don't need us to do anything, but he wants us to do right by him. You know what I mean?
And he
allows us to have our little playground because that's just what it is, a little playground to do our little mess. But then God finally says, enough is enough, and I'm going to move in this young lady's life or this young man's life the way I see fit. But if they're not willing to accept what I have for them, then I'll just take that talent back and give it to somebody else that want to use it the way I need them to use it.
Amen. Come
so,
on.
Tell us.
Help me with my belief.
Help me with my belief. Yes, I know. That's just a song that you know, when we get done with this radio interview and I get ready to go out here and be driving, that's the song I'm going to play. I'm just going to play it over and over and over. I don't care who don't like it. Because it's my car and it's my CD player, and I can play what I want to play.
Well, thank you.
You know, yes, I'm telling you, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm so happy for you that you know God is doing a lot of things in your life. So tell us, what do you have coming up?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm currently promoting a single. Only You God that I did for a record label in London. They sent me a track and I wrote on it, and my producer, he had his contribution to the track.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're just, you know, promoting it and, you know, waiting to get the go, you know, when they're getting ready to release over there so we can, you know, start telling people where to get it, you know. But right now I'm just promoting that single, and I'm going back in the studio to work on my own follow-up, which is a song called I Paid For It.
Okay.
And I look forward to bringing it, you know, forth, you know, to the people, because I like to write songs that's relevant. I like to be relevant.
Amen.
About the things that I, you know, I write, because it's sometimes when we're going through things, a lot of people feel like, you know, they're by themselves. You know, they're the only one that goes through it, you know. And
yes,
I believe
ma'am.
That, you know, music moves mountains.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine one time, and I said, you know, somebody can be get ready to shoot somebody, and they hear they jam, come on, they'll put the gun down and start
okay.
jamming. You know?
You ain't never
you know?
Lied about that.
You
yeah,
know
that you know,
so music, yeah, has that effect. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, working on it, and I'm also, doing songwriting, and hopefully to be able to pitch out some songs to, you know, other artists that I love to do. That's a passion of mine as well. So, you know, just keep me lifted.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah,
really. You know, keep one another lifted up in prayer. That's what we're supposed to do. I know we were both talking about collaborating together on a song, so I'm just excited about doing that in the future. I mean, because I know God is going to move in a mighty way. You know, and I'm like, I know that we are, I'm looking like in July, like maybe the first weekend or the second weekend of July, to get ready to do this Stopping the Violence concert, outdoor concert. So me and my manager are going to work on that, and we're going to invite like a lot of artists to come to Cincinnati, and we're going to have a Stopping the Violence concert. And we want to just like, you know, we want to do kind of like, you know, like raise some money to like help a family out that, you know, went through a tough time that may have to bury their child or something. You know what I'm saying? We want to just be a blessing to somebody. So we're going to invite like artists from everywhere to come out, and we're going to try to raise money to help out families in need, or, you know, we want to be a blessing to somebody's family that really need that help, that can't get it. Because a lot of times we lose a loved one due to senseless violence, and they may not don't have the funds to put it, you know, to help bury their loved one. You know, if nothing else, we'll have that account for Stopping the Violence account, and the money is going to that account. So when a family is in need, we'll have the money to be able to be a blessing to somebody. So we want to definitely get that going. I posted a video yesterday, but I'm really just, I want to like get the venue and have people to, you know, just, and I'm inviting you to come out and sing your song, Help Me With My Unbelief, because I know you have another one now. I know you have another Live For You, and I'm going to play that so the listeners can hear it. But this one, it's for the people in London. But we definitely, if you want to sing that too, that's fine. I mean, we want you to come out and, you know, do a couple of songs, because this is a, we want this to be a big event so people can know it's something better in life besides violence. Violence is not the answer to everything. God is the answer to everything. But in the enemy eyes, he don't want people to know that God is real and God is available for you 24/7.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying? And guess what? You don't even have to pay to get God's service, okay? You don't have to pay like a fee, you know? I mean, of course we're supposed to pay our tithes and our offering, but I'm talking about to just have a direct line, Jesus on the main line, telling what you want type of report that you can take to God, and God will bring you through it.
Yes,
he will bring you through it, no matter how big or how small, I'm telling you. So that song will be like right on time, and whatever else God put in your heart. So please get ready to mark your calendar. I'm definitely going to keep you informed about the date. I have a couple of people in mind that I would like to come out and for this event. So we want to do this. I don't know if it's going to be like outdoors or maybe it might be on the inside or maybe at a church. But we want to do this event so people can come out and know that something in life has to be toned down, if that makes sense. You know, we have to know that, listen, you guys got to tone it down with all this violence, all the senseless killing, you know, people just losing it, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Basically, that's what it's like. And, you know, we want to, God said we're supposed to go out into the four corners of the earth and draw all men unto him. So we want to be able to draw men unto, even if it's just one soul that gets saved. The angels in heaven is going to rejoice. They're going to just be rejoicing because that one lost sheep that God has found. So we want to just thank God for that, and we definitely will be reaching out to you. So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that? What would they need to do, and where can they get your music at?
Okay. Well, you can Go Ahead and Work My Unbelief is available on all the digital download outlets. So, you know, like Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music. So it's available, you know, everywhere online. And I'm going to keep you guys up to date on, you know, the When Only You God is available on digital.
Okay.
If you know someone needs to contact me, they can reach me at my email address, which is Laval, and it's lowercase, L-A-V-A-L, the number one, entertainment, at yahoo.com. And also they can contact me on social media. They can hit my Facebook artist page, which is at Andrea Carlisle, and the A is capital and the C, and number 38. And also I'm on Twitter as well, Artist Andrea Carlisle. So they can reach out to me in a way they would like to. And I'm so grateful and thankful for the support from everybody. Truly a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much.
We thank you, thank you, thank you. So we want to play your other song too, because they need to know God can help them with their unbelief, and you also can live for Jesus. So, or we can say, I live for you, God. So, if you tuned in, everybody, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself, and our special guest, Ms. Andrea Carlisle. And right now, we're going to play Live for You.
Attention, listeners. The song you're about to hear is not a sample.
Still, no. something about the way, Lord, that you love me. You keep opening doors for me that I couldn't see. Everything is owed to you when I couldn't see my way. You gave me the strength to make it another day. Life I couldn't imagine without you. When I'm feeling at my end, on you I can depend. When I am all alone, you're there to pick me up when I fall. Sacrificed your life to give the very best to me.
And before that, that was Mr. Kashawn Stevens, Live For You. Amen, amen. Yes, yes. Hey.
Kashawn just snuck in on the show.
He just snuck in on the show. But that's all right, because that's one of our artists, too. He's from out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and he has a phenomenal voice as well. Like, he's just, like, one of those singers that he's just, like, wow. But I'm telling you, that music is just, it's awesome, and the song is like, it's something to know that
only God
can do what he do, and he don't even need a co-signer, okay?
Amen.
He will open up doors that we didn't even know that could be open, you know, and you always, when you sit back and you think like, wow, God, you have taken me from a mighty long way, and why me, God? What's so special about me? That is because I've been broken. I've been just torn to pieces, and I just didn't have no more to give. And you said, no, I'm not done with you yet. And then he transformed us into this beautiful creature that only he can do, that no other man can see, how God could do such a thing like that to somebody like me and you, or my manager, or people that was like, oh, you know how they have the outcast. Well, we're the outcast on that island that God said, no, I'm not through with you yet. Everybody else said that you wasn't going to be nothing. You're not going to make it. You're not going to amount to nothing. You can't sing. That don't sound good. What y'all just playing. That ain't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Those type of things that people are always throwing darts at you, saying stuff like that, because our tongue can kill a soul or either heal a soul. You see what I'm saying? So when I say that, I mean that we can either bring somebody to Christ or kill somebody with our words and just say things that can only hurt other people, and we don't realize that we're hurting them. And sometimes we do realize we're hurting because some people are just that mean. They don't care what they say. You know what I mean, Mr.
Yeah.
Face to Face?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The only thing we can do is just pray for them, give them to God. I don't really play around with silliness. So I'm focused on God, and that's the way I am. So.
Amen.
I let people talk. I let them do what they want to do. Hey, go on ahead. More power to you. I got God with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
Why?
Why?
Because he done worked on my unbelief.
I like that, Mr. Patrick.
Amen. 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 So, Miss Andre, who inspired you in the gospel field? Like, what artist inspired you to become a gospel artist that made you want to sing gospel?
Mahalia Jackson.
Okay.
I was introduced to Mahalia Jackson at the age of 12.
Mm.
I was asked to sing one of her songs, and I never
mm-hmm.
heard of her. And
right.
Someone bought me a tape of
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore that tape out, and before
mm-hmm.
long, I had all her box that my mom had bought me, and I just love, you know, she has such a, you know, deep, robust, sultry sound in her voice, and it made me comfortable, you know, accepting my own tone and my voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, with my singing, and I just
mm-hmm.
think that she, when I think of gospel music, I think of her as one of the, you know, originators, one of the legends in gospel.
Mm-hmm. Amen, yeah.
So I really, you know, looked up to her. Also, you know, I like the James Cleveland, the
mm-hmm.
Carol Ann, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Barrett sisters. You know, I like a lot of old school gospel.
Okay,
and, yeah, and I love those artists. And, you know, I like Leandria.
Yes.
I like Karen Clark, Sheer, and I love, you know, I'm a big Donna Lawrence fan. I love him and Richard Smallwood. I love
mm-hmm.
Richard Smallwood.
Yeah.
So the list could go on, but those are my
yeah.
number.
Right. Yeah, I have some favorite artists too. Like I love like Mary and Vanessa Bell, Kim Burrell. I'm not really. I love like a lot of quartet music. I love those to just name some music. I love quartet. I really love like that Leandra. That she's just like her voice is something else. Like I'm not the kind of singer that do runs. Like that's just not what I do. But I probably can throw some in there here and there. But I'm really more like I like to sing just like who God want me to sing, like which is me, you know. So like a lot of people
mm-hmm.
try to imitate other artists with their runs, like just be dead on them. And it's like you don't have to be somebody else. Be who God needs you to be for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we can listen to other artists' music and. You know, pick up a little here and there from it just to get a little bit of them. But you don't have to be that artist because, see, that artist has already been established. So now
mm-hmm.
it's time for you to do what God needs you to do the way God needs you to do it. Because when you try to start being like other artists, somebody can be like, oh, you sound like such and such. We already got that artist. We need something fresh. We need a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God has chosen us to be a new sound. It might have took us a long time in our life to get there, but that's because God was shaping us and molding us and getting us ready for what's going to be the next sound in gospel. So
Amen.
We had to be molded and got prepared and just know that God said, okay, it's time for me to release you all into the battlefield to be the soldiers in the army for the Lord and seen on the forefront. So that's where we're at right now. And, you know, we can be our biggest critics. And, you know, we can say what we don't like and say, oh, man, that sound ugly, or, nah, that don't sound, nah, you know. But then when somebody else hear it, they'd be like, oh, my God, that is so anointed. And we'd be trying to see what they hear, see, because we don't hear what other people hear. And they, you know, and that's why we thank God for that, because if we was like hearing what other people hear, then we'd be all about ourselves. Like, yeah, I did that thing, girl. Shoot, look at me. I know I could sing. And that's not how God works. God gets all of that glory, see. That's all of God's glory, because we didn't do not one thing. God did it all, and God is still working on us. And we thank God that God allowed us to connect, because it was just so crazy how, man, you connected. It was because I was just on Facebook that day, and I was like, do they do any gospel award shows? And you was like, well, I don't know about that. You had to call that lady. And you was then promoting your song, like, help me with my unbelief, because that's how I connected with you. I seen your post in one of them group pages, and I never got a chance to hear the song until one day I heard it on the Byron show, and I said, oh, okay, that's that song, and I was trying to figure out how to get it, and, you know, and that took off from there. But I'm glad that God allowed us to connect, because God will connect you with the right people so that you know you all can work together and do a great thing, because I'm expecting God to move in a mighty way. I'm expecting God to move in a mighty way. So I thank God. So, you know, we want to just thank you for being a guest on our show today. And if there is anything else that you would like to add to the call, you're more than welcome. The floor is open to you.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Lady Love and Mr. Faith to Faith, for inviting me to your awesome show. I appreciate the platform, you know, and thank y'all so much for supporting me as an artist and also my music. And I ask God to continue to bless your ministry.
Amen.
Continue to bless your network, your station, and you know, I'm just grateful, and a nugget that I would leave to people, you know, that's this, you know, it's never worry about trying to meet up to people's expectations.
Yes,
work towards God's expectation.
Amen. Yes. Well, we thank you. And again, if listeners want to be able to get your music or contact you, you want to give them the information one more time again?
Sure. They can go on my email address if you want to contact me for booking. It's laval@yahoo.com, and that's lowercase. Also, if you want to reach me on social media, you can go to my Facebook page, which is @AndreaCarlisle38. And also, I do have an artist page on Twitter. It's @AndreaCarlisle6 on there. And my Instagram is @artistAndreaCarlisle. And also, Lord Help Me With My Belief is available on all digital downloadable outlets. So I appreciate the support.
Amen.
Thank you for being on our show.
Yes. And I'm going to play
you're
your
welcome
moment.
Anytime. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For having me.
Thank you. We're going to play your song one more time to take you off the airway, because I know you got a busy day ahead of you. So, but we are definitely going to talk on the other end. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. So much trouble in this world. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm fighting just to make it through. Yet I'm standing on your word, asking you to help me make it through. But I'm showing lack of faith in you. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to believe. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. God, I know you want the best for me. But every time things turn around, self-doubt shows me what I can't see. How can I believe for others and not for me? Help me to my eyes.
somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Hey yo, she's pacing back and forth in the hospital hallway. See, it's already been a long day waiting for the doctor to tell her if her daughter's gonna make it. Heartbeat racing like a man in his heart to concentrate, but she's consciously in constant prayer, faced with odds that are not in her favor. See, her little girl means the world to her from my observation, and she struggled with the disease her whole life. But this time it's major, she just trying to brave it. Like Hank Aaron, daring a place of trust in a God that's gracious, strong in the faith, unwaver. Overheard the conversations, there were complications with the operation. But even in the storm, she's praising, thinking Yahweh, cause death is not the end for the saved. Somehow, some way, somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Guess when it rains, it pours. Through the pain, I know the saints endure. I'm sure, and so our aim is more. Shooting for the moon, if we miss, we'll still be amongst the stars. Like Mars, so even in the dark, we shine bright like the fire from the flaming torch. Let the lights reflect in the sun until the second coming is destined. Won't be the same as before. War, see the rider on the white horse, who comes in the name of the Lord, the ancient anchor who angels adore, who take away our shame, our sins he bore. See the pen still mightier than the sword, of course. Know the word, our only defense in its courts. And the poor in spirit will be the rich in the kingdom of God. Somehow, some way, somehow, some way, somehow, some way, somehow, some way. I know the good times don't last forever. There will be sunshine and inclement weather. To cherish every second you have, for the moment is passing and you can't hold on to it. It's only a shadow that's fleeting, leaving only the memories behind it. These are the ties that bind us together, they will never sever. And we can never forget the past, the blessed live only to regret it. That's the present. There's a lesson if you get it, that's truly meant to prepare us, so I'm asking. Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I know I got red in my legend, I confess it. I am wretched to the core.
Moving too slow, please let me know and we will pick up the pace, cause I need your blessings. I need your blessings. Pour it out. 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 I need your spirit. You know how I get when I feel it. You know how I get when I'm with you. I be feeling like there's nothing I can't do. So Holy One, come feel this atmosphere. You're welcome, draw me near. I wanna come closer to you, to you. The closer I'm near you, closer, the louder I hear you. I say what you say like a puppet. Pour out your breath in with buckets. I need your presence, I need to get it. Send me you with it. Keep it coming and coming, no limitations. Cocaine and vodka are imitations. You want the presence,
you want the presence,
you want his essence. That feeling, but you can only get it off in the spirit. You can't pop it, smoke it, or shoot it off in your vein. There's only one way to get it. You gotta call on the name. Jesus, I need you, I need you, I need your blessings. Pour it out. I need your blessings. Pour it out. I need your blessings. Pour it out. I need your blessings. I need your spirit to. Yeah, I need your blessings. I need your spirit to. Yeah, I need your blessings. I need your spirit to. Yeah, I need your blessings. I need your spirit to.
Time zone, when my mind's gone and I'm flying home and I'm stressed out and I'm tempted to get that style phone and go pull it up, but you know what's up and you know that ain't gonna solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something and I'm all another cause
all I need is
to hold me down like bitch straps to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard and you digging me when I'm egging you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could've dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. Keep me on that right path and the right masses. You plus nothing's everything, you my everything. Same. You ain't gotta question my allegiance, cause the way you love me, I can never leave. I need you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go.
How did I fall in this? No condition that get a mention, but you offer this. Unconditional love, I swear I sell it all for this. Trying to keep it together, forgive my awkwardness. But I'm off in this, just you and me off in this. Valley of shadows, and I know they trying to pick me off in this. But all I need is you. It's funny just how off I get when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. They burning one for that burnout. This life and got them all turned out. Took time out to put time in, so I turn to you when I want out. I need is you. You slow me down, cause you know me now. But my phony smile, and I'm acting like it's all copacetic. It's so pathetic, so juvenile.
Know what you do? You keep me cool in the summer when they be dressing less and I be wanting to show up and stunt. But there ain't nothing to want. You give me all that I need. All I need is you to keep that fire burning for me. All I need is you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go.
We gon' ride,
we gon' win, don't know how. All I know,
all I need is you.
All I ever need is you. All I ever need.
Can I get a witness? Anybody ever been there? All I see is storm clouds every time I look up there. All I get is bad news. Double gems don't slow down. Same old issues. 2 weeks in a row now.
I look around and I see that everything's changing but me. I'm far from who I used to be.
Oh Lord, please save me from this misery.
Frustrated, make you wanna lay your Holy Ghost down. And I would do just that, but I really don't know how. Fed up, stressed out, really need help right now.
I look around and I see that everything's changing for me.
I guess I really should have known better. Mama told me every day like this, I would find myself alone. And I had to turn to Jesus, cause he's the only friend who will always be there for me. He'll never leave or forsake me. No, 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 no. Scrolling through my Instagram and my Facebook, and then I put this on Twitter.
The night like this, I wish
it's all. An emergency, can't take this no more. I'm about to scream. Deliver me. I need a special delivery. Should have known from the start that my heart fell apart. I'm sitting here crying, alone in the dark.
Blessing.
It's all of me.
I have no choice. have provided.
That's what he's done.
Everything for me.
For me.
You've been my healer.
That's what he's done.
That's what you've done for me.
For me.
You've been my shelter.
That's what he's done.
Yes, you've done that for me. And I want to praise you, Lord.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
Oh,
looking back, I remember.